Chapter 44. "But you're making them all the time," she cried impulsively. "No man ever courted a woman by holding a threatened proposal over her head like a club." "I won't do it anymore," he said humbly. "Andy, anyway, we're off the argument. My straight talk a minute ago still holds. You're standing in your brother's way. No matter what notions you've got in your head, you've got to get out of the way and give him a chance. Will you let me go and see him and talk it over with him? I'll make it a hard and fast business proposition. I'll stake him to get well, that's all, and charge him interest." She visibly hesitated. "And just remember one thing, Miss Mason. It's his leg, not yours." Still she refrained from giving her answer, and daylight went on strengthening his position. "And remember, I go over to see him alone. He's a man, and I can deal with him better without women folks around. I'll go over tomorrow afternoon." Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.